Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. It is called the Sacrament of Confession, since the disclosure or confession of sins to a priest is an essential element of this sacrament. In a profound sense, it is also a confession, acknowledgement, and praise of the holiness of God and of His mercy towards sinful man. Catechism 1424. It is called the Sacrament of Conversion because it makes sacramentally present Jesus's call to conversion, the first step in returning to the Father from whom one has strayed by sin. It is called the Sacrament of Penance since it consecrates the Christian sinner's personal and ecclesial steps of conversion, penance, and satisfaction. Catechism 1423. Sin is a robbery of love from our neighbor because sinning diminishes the capacity to love. And when one relates to others, one gives them less love because one has less love. One is robbing from them the love and happiness that one should have given them and that one does not give them because one has sinned. For this reason, all sin has a social dimension. It is also an offense against others and consequently against the church. Hence, those who approach the sacrament of penance obtain pardon from God's mercy for the offense committed against Him and are, at the same time, reconciled with the church, which they have wounded by their sins, and which by charity, by example, and by prayer, labors for their conversion. Catechism 1422. The words bind and loose mean, whomever you exclude from your communion will be excluded from communion with God. Whomever you receive anew into your communion, God will welcome back into His. Reconciliation with the church is inseparable from reconciliation with God. Catechism 1445. Because sin is before all else an offense against God, a rupture of communion with Him. At the same time, it damages communion with the church. For this reason, conversion entails both God's forgiveness and reconciliation with the church, which are expressed and accomplished liturgically by the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. Catechism 1440. For this reason, it is not enough to confess to God alone, as some would say. It is necessary to ask for forgiveness through the priest, who is the representative of God and the minister of the Catholic Church. It doesn't matter if the priest is a sinner, God will judge him. But God has chosen him and not others to be an instrument of forgiveness for God. Now, to receive God's forgiveness, repentance is necessary. And repentance is not recognizing that one has sinned or feeling bad for having sinned, but having a firm will and decision, a purpose of amendment, and a true desire to do everything possible on our part so as not to sin again. If repentance is lacking, or a sin is kept silent out of shame, confession would be a sacrilege, a bad confession, one more sin. Sin is also disobedience to our Father God, who wants our happiness and shows us the way through the commandments. Sin is an offense against reason, truth, and right conscience. It is failure in genuine love for God and neighbor. Catechism 1849. Sin is an abuse of the freedom that God gives to created persons so that they are capable of loving Him and loving one another. Catechism 387. St. Augustine of Hippo would say that sin is self-love, even contempt for God. But despite everything, God our Father is always waiting for us like the prodigal son to forgive us, and He wants to feel the joy of forgiving us. Therefore, I tell you, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner repenting than over 99 upright people who have no need of repentance. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Jesus, in His ministry, also manifested His love, forgiving repentant sinners such as the public sinner, the adulterous woman, or the good thief. Well, this power to forgive sins, Jesus wanted to transmit it to His apostles. In truth, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Jesus had personally given Peter this power along with the keys, which means authority, of the kingdom of heaven. In John chapter 20, verses 22 to 23, Jesus said to the apostles, "After saying this, He breathed on them and said, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained.'" This text is very clear about the power to forgive, granted by Jesus Christ to his church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, St. Paul emphasizes that Christ gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Regarding the forgiveness of sins, we must bear in mind that the church has always accepted that perfect contrition forgives sins, even mortal ones, although we must confess them at the first opportunity. Perfect contrition is the sincere repentance of our sins for the love of God whom we have offended. St. Peter already said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, that above all, preserve an intense love for each other, since love covers over many a sin. Or as Jesus said of the sinful woman, "For this reason I tell you that her sins, many as they are, have been forgiven her, because she has shown such great love. It is someone who is forgiven little who shows little love." Luke chapter 7, verse 47. However, since very often the repentance of our sins is deficient, perhaps out of fear of hell or of God's punishment, and not so much out of love for God, whom we have offended, therefore confession is necessary. Imperfect contrition or attrition is not sufficient for the sinner's full justification, although it can be a step to perfect contrition and full justification. In practice, it is very difficult to pin down the limits of perfect or imperfect contrition. But God knows our heart and knows our inner disposition. And according to our repentance, so will our forgiveness be. And it is not that God does not want to forgive us totally, but that we do not accept his forgiveness in full because of our reluctance to leave sin or because of our lack of faith. By going to confession, we have the assurance of forgiveness through the word of Christ. We do more of our part by telling our sins to the priest. We have the advantage of his advice, and we carry out a penance as satisfaction for our sins. We must purify our hearts from all sin, and we must ask God for help. "Without me, you can do nothing." If we go to confession, the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.